If you want to make a difference in our nation, especially with religious freedom, then coming up in a moment, My Faith Votes CEO Jason Yates will tell you how you can make an impact right now. That'll be right after this short message. My Charisma Shop is your source for spirit-filled books, Bibles, and devotionals. Our store will help you find the books and resources that you need to be the best you that God has purposed for you to be. Visit MyCharismaShop.com to see the full catalog of content to help you live your life by God's divine design and take advantage of these great deals today. Jason Yates is the CEO of My Faith Votes, which is a nonpartisan movement that motivates, equips, and activates Christians in America to vote in every election, really holding on to our biblical values to influence our nation in the way that it's supposed to be going. So, Jason, welcome to the Charisma News Podcast.
I am so glad to be here. You have an incredible outlet, a great audience, and glad to be able to share with them a little bit of what we're doing.
Yeah, I love this whole thing of My Faith Votes. I mean, honestly, the name kind of says it all, that My Faith Votes. I mean, voting is something that everybody thinks about when it comes November, especially whenever you have the presidential election. But there are primary elections, and then there's midterm elections. There's a lot of things that Christians can do to actually make an impact by simply pulling a lever or checking a box, whatever that might be. But we got to take the first step of actually getting out there and doing it and voting. How does My Faith Votes, first off, how did it get started? And what is it that you guys do?
Yeah, great questions. We are so thankful for the founding of this, which really started with Dr. Ben Carson. Mm. Our founder, who is a literary agent, was working with Dr. Carson on some of his books. And he, in working on one book in particular called One Vote, One Vote is How to Become an Informed Voter. But in working on that research, our founder discovered in that research that there were 25 million Christians in the year 2012, anyway, that were registered to vote, but not voting.
Wow.
And you know, he's a guy that he just brings his faith forward into every area of his life. And it just was this conflict internally for him saying, how can this be? If we as Christians are to be salt and light, if we as Christians are to be influencing the world around us, how do we just leave that on the sideline and say, okay, I'll bring my faith to my family. I'll bring it to my church. I'll bring it maybe to the volunteer opportunities that I'm involved in. But you know what? This big thing called politics, no, I'm gonna stay on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stay over here. And it was this big question: what do we do? How do we make a difference? And out of that birthed the concept of My Faith Votes. And we got started operationally in 2016. We were actually blessed because we heard that Dr. Carson was gonna be stepping out of the presidential race. Mm-hmm. And so we reached out to him and said, hey, can you be would you serve as our honorary national chairman? And mm-hmm. he agreed. He actually announced when he was announced on, you know, to the media that he was stepping out of the race, in his next sentence, he said, and I'll be joining with My Faith Votes. We were honored and blessed to have his name and recognition join with us. But you know, we're continuing on. He's done other things, but mm-hmm. Mike Huckabee is serving with us. But let me be clear.
Yeah.
We are not a partisan organization. We invite Christians from different perspectives and thoughts on different things. But we want to encourage and help people to think biblically mm-hmm. about the issues. Our allegiance our allegiance isn't to Democrats, Republicans, donkeys, elephants. Mm-hmm. I often say it's to the Lamb.
Exactly.
And yeah. So let's be committed to that and understanding a biblical perspective on the issues that are really important in our day. Mm-hmm. And let's commit to go to the voting booth and cast a ballot that aligns with that worldview.
Yeah. You know, Jason, whenever I was growing up, I saw, you know, cartoons like Schoolhouse Rock, you know, the whole thing of I'm just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill, you know, like learning about government that way. For me, it was something that my parents actually taught me, like, hey, we're going to go into the polls, we're going to go vote, we're going to make our voice heard, even if we're the only ones in the neighborhood or in this region that are standing for what we believe, we're going to do it. And so I just thought that everybody kind of grew up like that. I thought that that was something that was important to everybody. But you just said that there was 20-some million Christians that obviously they didn't have that same upbringing. But, you know, why is it that people just sit back?
Yeah, part of it is they're uninformed. I mean, you talked about some of the, you know, cartoons, the Schoolhouse mm-hmm. Rock. Today, I think it's only 40-some percent of adults can name the three branches of government in our wow. federal government. And so there's an ignorance out there. And so I think there's some people that stay away because they're not informed and they just don't know. And therefore, they just stay away for that reason. Others are apathetic. They believe that you know, they're going to serve by sharing the gospel and they're not going to get involved in this ugly thing called politics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a number of different reasons, but I think at the end of the day, and why even our name is what it is we've got to look at what is our identity. Our identity is our faith and who we serve. And I don't think we serve a God that says, we can be uninformed, a God who mm-hmm. says it's okay not to know, it's okay not to get involved. He's called us in, you know, in Matthew chapter 5, he said, you are salt, you are light.
Exactly.
So he taught us how to pray. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's a call to be engaged. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if we are truly followers of Christ and claim that faith, I think we need to be involved, engaged, informed.
Right. Let's talk about getting involved and being engaged. I mean, My Faith Votes is more than just a catchy name for a 501c3. I mean, it's really what you're doing. But how do you practically take somebody that is unengaged or uninformed and help them take those steps to actually get them to the polls to represent for biblical values?
I think a lot of it is first going to the Christian where they are.
It's a good place to start. Yeah.
We have a lot of initiatives. We have church outreach. We have, you know, one of the things we're doing, which I don't know of anyone else who is going to Christian colleges and universities and engaging there. I'll tell you what, you look at secular state schools and you see just the welcome mat rolled out for all these organizations doing voter registration
right.
drives, Planned Parenthood being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, there's a lot of organizations that do not align with a biblical worldview. And yet all of these students, Christians included on those campuses, are being exposed to a lot of approaches that are antithetical to what mm-hmm. we believe. But on Christian college campuses, there's a void. I think there's a lot of campuses that don't want to engage for fear of being viewed as partisan mm-hmm. or something along those lines. So we're there helping them, but we're doing a lot of things. That's one of them, our church outreach and our program we call Our Church Votes. But beyond that, we've got a grassroots organization. Mm-hmm. We call it Action Partners, and we're putting them to work to further our mission in their communities. You talked about not just major elections, but there's primaries, there's school boards, there's all mm-hmm. kinds of things. And what we can do to bring awareness and engagement at the local level around elections. And so the more we can get people involved, the more we can, you know, make a difference. I often quote Galatians 6:10. It says, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, but especially those of the faith. And so it's giving people opportunity to do good. And I think that's what voting is. And so we're trying to magnify that in a number of different ways, get grassroots people involved and grassroots that are writing letters, attending events, just speaking to Christians in their churches, et cetera, and getting them involved.
Yeah. I mean, whenever you talk about grassroots, I just think, you know, growing up, we had a lot of crabgrass in my yard. And so it looked good from a distance, but it wasn't the right stuff that we wanted. So I think sometimes just because something's grassroots, we need to make sure that it's the right kind of grass. And that's something that we need to, as Christians, you know, really make sure that just because something looks good, you know, like these action groups that are getting people to register to vote on college campuses, but Christians aren't doing that. Christians are, you know, not as we're more passive in some of those regards. So we need to make sure that, you know, the grassroots efforts are the right type of grass. And so I do have a question, though. You know, with the name My Faith Votes, it puts it right up there, faith and voting, faith and government. What do you say to people that come against you and say about separation of church and state, which we know, as you know, that's not what it's supposed to be represented. But how do you combat that argument that a lot of people bring up?
I sat down with a pastor, a friend of mine, and we were talking a lot about this, and I could tell he was hesitant, leery how people in his church would respond to what we're doing. And we started talking about this topic that you're bringing up around separation of church and state. I said, you know, that phrase doesn't exist, right, in our documents. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know. He said, no, that's not right. And I said, no, it's not in the Declaration of Independence. It's not in the Constitution. It's not in our documents. Mm-hmm. And he was surprised. And I think there's a lot of Christians, this has just been a lie, frankly, that people have bought into. We know the history. The history is Thomas Jefferson writing to a group of Baptists, actually explaining to them that the separation of church and state was a control. It was controlling government not to be involved in religion and in the church. That's what it was about. It was not about restricting the church from mm-hmm. being involved in government. Yep. And so it's pointing that out, that no, in fact, our first right in the Bill of Rights mm-hmm. is dedicated to our religious freedom. And it's focused on giving us truly that freedom with an unrestrained by government. And so when you think about that, we have that right to without punishment and without restriction or restraint. That's the way our government was established. But mm-hmm. yet today, we're seeing attempts to restrain, to even punish the free exercise of religion. And so this is something I think the church really needs to pay attention to. I often say the church has been taking a comfortable nap. It's time mm-hmm. to wake up. Let's clear the sleep from our eyes, wake up to what's happening, and be involved.
Yeah. So what is the Right Now campaign that you're doing? I love it because it's WRITE, not RIGHT. So Right Now, could you explain what it is that My Faith Votes is doing specifically to get more Christians in order involved to vote and to protect our religious freedoms?
Yeah, well, let me give you a little bit of history, because in 2020, I was looking around, I trying to pay attention to what maybe some other groups were doing to get people out to vote, you know, whether it was Christian groups or liberal groups, you know, progressive groups. And I saw some people doing some things that were pretty interesting with letters and postcards. And I said, we can do that. Mm. So we printed up about 350,000 postcards. We came up with a design and so forth. And we identified in some key states Christians who were not voting on a regular basis. Hmm. And so we sent postcards to these folks. And then we did it again in the Georgia runoffs. And we were doing it so fast, we didn't really measure our results. We didn't set it up to do that. But in Virginia in 2021, we did. We said, man, we're going to do this again. And it creates such engagement and activity that so many people are enjoying and loving being a part of this, mm-hmm. because they're asking the question. There are so many people around the nation saying, what can I do? They want to be involved. They want to know that they can make a difference. Yes, they're going to vote, but what else can I do? And we're giving them something they can do. So in Virginia, we did this again. We did it with both postcards and letters, and we measured it. And here's what we found out, that both had a huge increase on voter turnout. In fact, the letters that we sent to these Christians who were not voting on a regular basis, we saw a 50% increase in the turnout of those people. Now, if you've been in any kind of civic engagement or politics and you hear that, you know that that's a immense, huge number. It's a huge impact. I think part of that is that the volunteers who are signing up for this program are praying over each and every name, and praying that they would go to the polls and to vote and vote biblically. And I think, and I know that that has a big impact.
Oh, sure.
So we're doing this again. You said it. We've given it a name. We call it Right Now, because it is urgent, and it's all about writing a personal note of encouragement to other Christians across the nation, encouraging them to vote. So we make it easy, though. We give people a letter that's already typed out. All they do is print it off and then put a one or two sentence note of encouragement at the bottom of the letter, hand address the envelope, and stick it in the mail.
Oh, wow.
It's making a difference. And we have right now committed for these midterms about, if my math is right, we're about 350,000 right now.
Wow.
And our goal is 1 million before the midterms and send out 1 million letters.
Wow. So how many people are involved with writing letters and everything right now? If you've had 350,000 go out already.
Well, let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
People can sign up for as few as 20, or if they want to do 1,000. We have people signing up for 1,000.
Wow.
Now, I think what's really great is, because this is a sense of community as well. People are signing up for 1,000, but they're then recruiting their small group, their life group at church, and they're making it a group activity. And it's a fun event where people are doing that. So it's a great way to also encourage and engage with others in the process. But if you're sitting at home and all you feel like you can do is 20, we can accommodate that as well. So sure, it's a lot of people for as many as we're doing and as many more that we want to be able to do, but we know it's going to make a difference.
Yeah. And if you want to find out more information about this, you can go to myfaithvotes.org/rightnow, WRITENOW. And I want to encourage people to go check that out and get your own letters that you can print out and then handwrite. There's something about that handwritten aspect of it, because we're getting flyers in the mail pretty much. I'm getting some almost every day, you know, vote for this candidate or vote for this candidate. This is what they're standing for. It's a little bit overwhelming because I'm new to the area that I live in now. So I don't know the districts. I don't even know who my representatives are exactly. I'm trying to like learn all these different things. I know who some of them are, but it can be a little bit overwhelming. But a handwritten note, you know, something that says this isn't just a mass mailing. This is something that's personable and personalized. It can make the difference because it's going to stand out as opposed to something that's just mass printed out.
And what we've learned is the letters actually work better than the postcards. Mm-hmm. And it's why we're focusing so much on letters right now, because you get in the mail that hand addressed envelope. And you're wondering, what is this? Anytime, right, you get something hand addressed, you open it. And
exactly.
So people are opening it, they're unfolding it, they're engaging with it, and they're reading it. And it's really making a difference. So it's been interesting as we've tested different approaches to see what really works. And mm-hmm. I think we've found it.
And I think there's something special about receiving a piece of mail, like you said, that's handwritten, especially in a day and age where we get everything via email. You know, everything is delivered to us from Amazon or wherever it's been. You know, like people are used to receiving things that they've ordered, but if you get something that's a little bit of a surprise, handwritten note from somebody that you know that loves you, that knows you, cares about you, whatever that is. Whatever connection that is, there's something that's going to stand out. I mean, I have some handwritten notes that have been sent to me recently hanging on my refrigerator for that very reason, because they showed love and care and that somebody took that time to actually write this out. It just means a whole lot.
Let me tell you just one quick thing on this. Well, two quick things. First of all, I just want your audience to know that these letters are not encouraging people to vote a certain way. They're not encouraging people on specific candidates. Mm-hmm. They're nonpartisan. It truly is about bringing your faith forward and playing a role in the election process, just encouraging them to get out to vote. And I love the fact that you said having a letter on your refrigerator, because we've actually received mail back to us saying, I received one of your letters. And it made a difference in my life. We had one gal reach out to us and say, your letter to me was life-changing.
Wow.
I won't go into all the reasons why, but she's kept that and it's been a reminder to her. So it makes a difference in the life of the person that's volunteering and writing the letters and praying over them. It makes a difference in the receivers of mm-hmm. that as well, and how they're even thinking about their faith.
Yeah. Well, I know you said that, you know, people pray over the letters before they send them out, but how can we be praying for you, Jason, and My Faith Votes?
Well, I think praying for our nation, that's how. I think the Lord is blessing the effort that we've put forth. I think, you know, we need wisdom that playing in the political space, because I often say our ministry isn't a political ministry. We're not a political organization. We're talking about biblical issues, cultural issues that simply have political solutions. Mm-hmm. And we need to be involved and engaged and part of the election process. But I, in all of that, you know, it's messy. It's lots of differing opinions. So we just need continued wisdom and discernment in what we're doing and how we're doing it. So I would ask for prayer for that. But most importantly, just prayer for our nations. Mm-hmm. We can't forget that God in Romans, he commands us. Paul writes that you know, pray for our leaders, regardless of where they stand in, you know, whether you agree with them, we're commanded to pray for them and let's be committed to that process.
Yeah. Praying for the leadership is really important and we need to continue to do that. And if you want to get involved with My Faith Votes, go to myfaithvotes.org/rightnow, WRITENOW, and you can get involved with this campaign that they have to write, to have handwritten notes in addition to the letter. And you could really change somebody's life when it comes to the political action and really standing for biblical values and voting from a standpoint of your faith. Jason Yates, CEO of My Faith Votes, thank you so much for being on the Charisma News Podcast.
This has been a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on.
This has been John Matarazzo for Charisma News. God bless you.